Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
G'day, Mike Hussey here, but you can call me Mr. Supercoach. KFC Supercoach BBL is back and there's 25 grand up for grabs. So what are you waiting for? Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.
We're joined on the line by the fill-in captain for the Adelaide Strikers, Colin Ingram. He's good enough to join us. And Colin, first off, thanks for joining us on Stumps.
Oh, absolute pleasure. No, great to be on.
Now, first off, well done. Second on the ladder, and we'll get that home semi-final on Friday night. But I know from what I've seen in some interviews beforehand, you weren't expecting to get the call up to be captain of the Strikers. You were just there as, you know, I'm just happy to be an additional batsman here and do what I need to. But first off, congratulations on the appointment.
Yeah, no, thanks very much. Yeah, it's great to be involved. I think, you know, I've done leadership roles through most of my career. It wasn't something I was, you know, 100%, like I said, expecting. But as soon as I got, you know, in chats with Dizzy, he said, you know, there may be a potential chance that, you know, obviously Travis would leave and join the national side. So, you know, would I be interested? So I said, oh, it gives me a great time to sort of settle in and get to know the guys. And, yeah, it's been a real easy group to work with. And, you know, I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
Settle in, you definitely have, Colin, yourself and a number of the squad, because there's quite a turnover of players at the end of BBL 06. But I'll tell you what, this squad's really come together well to be such a formidable operation.
Yeah, I think obviously, you know, I must say sort of congrats to the management. They had a plan of what they wanted to do and what they wanted to put together. And that was very evident from the day I got here that, you know, they wanted a solid team environment and they wanted guys to buy into that. So, you know, it's been great to be part of that. And, you know, certainly from the first day I got here, it really made me feel real welcome. And, you know, there was heavy emphasis on that we wanted to be a, you know, professional unit and make sure we get the most out of ourselves. So, yeah, it's a really well done to the management in planning that. And, you know, it's been a great bunch of players and I've really enjoyed their company.
It's been a rather interesting season for you guys because obviously when you see big name, big marquee names like, you know, we've had Jacques Callis come to the BBL. We've got Kevin Peterson, who's also been playing. We've had Chris Gayle in the past. And when the decision was made to, you know, have yourself and Rashid Khan as the two internationals for the Strikers, you know, it didn't cause a lot of ripples, but towards the end of the season, we sort of see just how well that paid off for the Strikers, and it's amazing to see just how well you guys have done.
Yeah, it's obviously really nice to come in and contribute. You know, obviously, fortunately, you know, I've had a good couple of years, and I mean, like someone like Rashid, wherever he pitches up, he seems to just bamboozle guys, you know, in any league around the world at the moment. So, so it's been great to have him, and you know, I can only talk personally, but you know, like having a few good years, you know, it was something that I really wanted to do and, you know, come out and play BBL. It's an absolutely fantastic competition and you can just see sort of the levels of excitement just around the crowd and just throughout Australia where we've been around Big Bash. So, you know, it's just been great to be out here and like I said, great to put a few performances in as well.
What is it about Rashid, Colin? What's the secret? Why is he such a sort of a wizard when he bowls and no one really knows what he's up to or where it's going?
Yeah, it was tricky for me even, like facing him in the net quite a few times. You know, I had to come up with a few plans quite quickly because we probably face more of him, you know, than you know, other batters do. And that's, I think what makes him real special is the pace that he can bowl at. And because he bowls sort of right over the top and still able to turn it, makes it real tricky to read him, you know, at that sort of pace and having that sort of action. So I think that's probably his, you know, his big key. And then, you know, just from getting to know him and even captaining him a bit, he's got a great feel for the game. So he sort of, he gets a great feel on, as a young guy, I mean, he's only 19, 20 years old, to have a great feel on what to bowl when. which has been hell of exciting. I mean, he's cleaned up a few real good batters with some unbelievable deliveries. So, I think those two things mainly is the sort of speed he bowls at and the amount of turn and sort of when he picks the balls, you know, bowl those different deliveries. It's been really, really exciting working with him.
Rashid Khan obviously is the highest wicket taker in the BBL so far, but the amount of like bowlers that you've got in the top 10 wicket takers, I mean, Ben Lachlan's done fantastically, Michael Nesner as well, Billy Stanlake, all with 11 wickets. It must be pretty, as a captain, it would be something that a bit of a weight off your mind that no matter what the title, well, maybe not no matter whatever the title is, but the fact that you guys have bowlers that can take wickets, that can take the 10 wickets and do it quite well.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic group. I think it puts, it sort of put our batting chats, sort of thrown a cat amongst the pigeons because, over years gone by, I've always looked at BBL and you need big scores. And, I suppose with our batting unit now, we've basically just said if we can grind out, if we can play cleverly and play smart and grind out a good total, we know we've got the bowlers to deal with it. So that's been sort of a blueprint we've used and it's been really successful for us. There's some really skillful bowlers in that attack, and it's been great to see their skills sort of unleashed during the tournament.
Definitive home ground advantage, the Adelaide Oval, Colin, in your opinion, for you guys?
I think so. I think we've really enjoyed playing there this season. I mean, the crowd and the support's been fantastic, but just the way we've adapted to those conditions and every team that's come here has struggled somewhat. So, I think it's definitely an advantage for us and, really looking forward to that game.
One disadvantage that you'll have going into Friday night is you'll be missing Alex Carey. And him combining with Jake Weatherald at the top of the order has just done absolute wonders for you guys. But you mixed it up just a little bit against the Scorchers last Thursday. And the results, we'll just say that results may vary. But how are you going to go without Alex Carey in the squad? Not that one man makes a team, but it does upset the apple cart just that little bit.
Yeah, it has a little bit. I mean, obviously, and, Travis was playing really well before he went on national duty. But I think what was really nice about the opportunity there was to give John O'Dean a first look up front. He'll come in up front for Alex Carey. So, to give him a good look up front, I know, he probably didn't go as well as he would have liked, but, he's a talented player and he gives us a bit of danger factor up there and it was great to give him a good look. It's been fantastic the way how well Alex has done. He's a great guy around the team environment. His wicket keeping is really, really impressive as well. So it is a big loss, but it also gives someone else an exciting opportunity to come in and play in a big game. And I think that the way the group's operated through the tournament is even when guys have been missing out, they've been sort of right involved and in the mix of it. So everyone feels part of that and, hopefully the guys coming in just sort of slot in nicely and make a big contribution.
Colin, let me take you home just for a moment. What's going on at Wanderers?
I tell you what.
I've
played there a number of years and it's normally pretty similar to that. And then I watch international cricket and everyone talks about it. It's wonderful, Wanderers, wicked. I've had a bit of a smile on my face. I've copped a few on the fingers over the last few seasons back home on that exact wicket. So, I don't know. That looks pretty standard first-class cricket wicket to me. So, I don't know what everyone's complaining about. Just get on with it.
maybe
spoken
you should...
from Adelaide, Australia.
Exactly.
I was about to say, I hope Dean Elgar's not listening to this.
Jeez.
He cops a few on the fingers, even the flat ones. So, I don't think he's too worried at all, to be honest.
Well, either way, it should be. Look, best of luck this Friday.
Good luck.
Finish
it off well.
I was about to say, yep. Congratulations on getting this far ahead, and you will have a massive home ground advantage, which is good to see. The strike force will be out in their droves, and hopefully, no one from the Proteas is listening right now. But Colin, all the best and good luck, and thanks for joining us on Stumps.
No, thanks very much. Thanks for the chat. And we're really grateful to the amount of support we've had through the season and really looking forward to the game on Friday.
Well, best of luck, Colin, and thanks for joining us.
Cheers. Thank you.
Sometimes needing new tyres can catch us by surprise. That's why Tyre Power gives you the power of Zip Pay and Zip Money. You can get what you need now, get back on the road safely and pay for it later. Terms and conditions apply. So visit tyrepower.com.au or call 13 21 91.